Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. We don't have any pew Bibles, but...
We don't have pews.
Sorry?
We don't have any pews either.
No. Right. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Thank you, Pamela. Shall we pray together as we think about the scriptures we've been reading this morning? Father God, we thank you so much that we can be here together as your family and friends, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you would speak to us through your word, help us understand it, help us to be applying it to our lives today. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Come and have a seat, Victoria. Do you want to sit with the family? You can come down and sit with them. Oh, you've got family there? Of course. Indeed. Welcome. So this morning we're thinking about Jesus being the light of the world. And there was a verse that Sue read at the beginning. Shall we read it together? It says, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Those who follow me will never walk in darkness. They will have the light that leads to life. I need a bit of light to be able to read clearly, I think. So here's a question for you, and it's going to be underlined, the answer on us, up on the screen. What does this verse teach us about Jesus? My goodness, we've got a rogue pooch. Is that... You know, that was hilarious. That's wonderful. That was the weirdest thing ever. There was a dog with a frisbee on his head. I don't know what's going on there. Gosh, wonderful. So what does this verse teach us about Jesus? What does this verse teach us about Jesus? It's not a trick question. It's there on the screen. Who wants to give me the answer? Hands up. Davina? Jesus is the light of the world. Brilliant. So this verse teaches that Jesus is the light of the world. He says about himself, I am the light of the world. But what does this teach us, this verse, about ourselves? What are we like? If Jesus is light, what are we like? Who wants to call out? Pamela?
In darkness.
In darkness. You see, without Jesus and his light, there's a sense in which we are in darkness. It's like those who are blindfolded in that illustration that Sue gave at the start. We're in the dark about certain things. What happens when we follow Jesus? Have a look on the screen. What happens when we follow Jesus? You must give me the answer now. What happens when we follow Jesus? Rosamund?
We don't walk in darkness.
In other words, when we follow Jesus, his light enables us to see so that we're no longer in darkness. Because that's what Jesus' light does. He enables us to see. Now you can tell me, this is not a trick question either, but what colour is an orange? Annabella.
Orange.
It's orange, absolutely. An orange is orange in colour, but what colour is an orange in the dark? What colour is an orange in the dark? Rosamund, you've answered.
Okay,
somebody else hasn't answered the question? What colour is an orange in the dark? Anne?
Orange.
No, it is not. Yep.
Dark orange.
It's dark orange. It's not even dark orange. It's this colour. In the dark, an orange is black. You can't see it because the only way that you can see colour is through light. It's light that gives things its colour. Because in the white light, it actually has all the colours of the spectrum. If it's dark, you can't see any colour. Something's pitch black. You can't tell what colour anything is. Light gives objects its colour. Light enables us to see the colour of anything. And you know, Jesus enables us to see things that we are in the dark about. And the most important thing that Jesus enables us to see is the truth about God. Jesus, the light of the world, shines his light so that we can see what God is really like, who God is, and we can see what he has done. Without Jesus and his light, no one will be able to see anything about God and understand him. We need the light of Christ to see the truth about God. It's why when someone comes to faith in Jesus, very often you hear them say, I've seen the light. Yeah, I've seen the light. Well, they literally have. They've had their eyes open, so now they can see something they were in the dark about before. And that's the truth about God. So the light of Jesus helps us see. It helps us see the truth about God. But secondly, the light of Jesus gives life. You see, light brings life, doesn't it? Can you imagine if the sun never rose? I know the sun doesn't rise. We go around the sun, don't we? We talk about that. The sun rises in the morning. Imagine if the sun never came up and we're in permanent darkness. The reality is there would be no life on planet Earth. Because the light of the sun gives life. The light of the sun enables things to grow, and that's why our planet is flourishing. Well, just like the sunlight brings life, so the sunlight, S-O-N, that is the light of the Son of God, he brings life too. He brings life with God, and that is eternal life. It means without Jesus, we will all be in the dark about God. Without Jesus, we'll have no idea about who God is and how to know him. And without the light of Jesus, we'll have no true life with him. There is no eternal life. I'm going to light this candle over here to represent the light of Jesus. Okay? This candle represents the light of Jesus. Look what happens when someone follows Jesus. Imagine this candle here represents an ordinary person. They're in the dark. There's no light in their life. They cannot see. But when they come to know Jesus, look what happens. You see, when someone comes to know Jesus, they get to share his light. They get to shine too. And that's why Jesus said of his followers in that reading that Pamela read to us a few moments ago. He said, you are the light of the world. It's interesting, isn't it? In John's Gospel, he says, I am the light of the world. Jesus is the primary light. But when we come to him, we get to share his light. We become the light of the world too. We become like a city on a hill, our reading says, that's lit by light at night. Some of you may remember a few years ago, you were up at the recreation ground during the Jubilee evening, the Platinum Jubilee. And if you remember, a beacon was lit here on the recreation ground. It's like a big basket, it was lit and it's all afire. And as you looked over towards the downs, you can look at it afterwards if you can't see it now, but you can see the downs in the distance. And at night time on the Jubilee, you could see fires on the downs. Because the idea of the beacons is that you could see a beacon, and from that beacon you could see another beacon. It's the way news was communicated in the past. But that beacon on the downs, you can't see what's up there in the dark, but as soon as the light comes, you can see it. And Christians are supposed to be like lit up cities on hilltops. Or Jesus says we're to be like a lamp in a house, because a lamp in a house gives light to that room and it helps everybody see who's in that room. It's not meant to be covered up. Christians are not meant to keep their light under a basket so no one can see it. You see, Jesus wants his people to shine for him, to help others see the truth about God too, and to lead them to the one who can give them true life too. And if someone decides to follow Jesus because they've heard about Jesus from you and me, because of the light that we're shining for Christ, look what happens to them. They get to shine for Christ as well. It's the light of Christ that gives us light and can give light to others. Do you know the final verse from our reading tells us how we can shine for Jesus? It says, "Let your light shine in front of others. Then they will see the good things you do and they will praise your Father who is in heaven." Christians shine for Jesus through the good things they do. And this refers to everything that a Christian says and does because they follow Jesus. Okay, the good things we do as Christians is everything we say and do because we follow Jesus. And when we do that, we shine for Jesus. Do you know, when light shines through a stained glass window, it shows all the colours of the window. If there's no light, it's black, just like an orange is black. But as soon as the light shines, all the colours of the stained glass window show up. And when Jesus shines in our lives, we will all show his light in different ways. Because we're each unique. And we will each show his light in our lives in our own unique ways. Just like his light shines through a stained glass window and shows all the different colours. Jesus will use us as we live for him to cause others to see his light. We'll each do it uniquely. And when we do, some of those people who see the way we live will want to have the light of Jesus in their lives too. And they will praise our Father in heaven. So as we finish, let me just ask you two questions. Firstly, have you received the light of Christ? Without Christ, we're in the darkness about God. We're in the darkness about eternal life. Do you know God? Do you want to know God? Do you have eternal life? Do you want to have eternal life? Then the way to receive that is to come to Christ in faith. I'm just going to tip some of that wax off there. To come to Christ in faith, to believe in him, that he can bring you into relationship with God. He can teach you about God and he can give you eternal life with God. And when you believe in Jesus, you can leave this morning with Christ, the light of the world in your life. So firstly, have you received the light of Christ? And secondly, if you have, ask yourselves, how can I let the light of Christ shine through me today, this week, and every day? Through the things you do and through the things you say, how can the light of Christ shine from you to our dark world, our world that needs Jesus? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that Jesus is the light of the world. We acknowledge that we're in darkness, that without him, we cannot see anything about God. We cannot know God. We cannot have true life. But thank you that Jesus is the light we need to know you and to live with you forever. We praise you for our Lord Jesus Christ. Please help us to shine for him in this dark world. In his name we pray. Amen.